Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Okay, John, you are an Italian American with opinions about Italian things, and I have to ask you this question because, first off, until I was fairly late in life, I didn't even know what gnocchi was. But is it a pasta?
Boy, I almost feel like this is a question better answered by an actual Italian and not an Italian American, because it for this type of categorization, the limited
scope. I need
scope
to get Federico Battici on the phone now.
The limited scope of Italian American foods is like it's not like we have all the foods of Italy translated through the lens of America. We have a very limited menu of the things that are in Italy, just based on the particular regions of people who came to New York at a certain time period and the particular kinds of regional food that caught on with Americans, and that became our version of Italian. But the actual, Italian food is so much broader. So gnocchi is like, oh, you got pasta and then you got like gnocchi and tortellini as these weird things. I have no idea what the full menu of things may be. But is gnocchi in an entire category?
Tortellini is totally a pasta. It's just a pasta. It's a filled pasta.
I'm just giving an example, like stuffed ones and things like that, right? But gnocchi is like, oh, it's like pasta, but you got the potato business going on, right? And it's like, is gnocchi just one of an entire category, like sweaters, and I shouldn't be trying to lump it in with pasta? I don't know, but I'm going to say, as an Italian American who has a very limited view of where this food comes from, I would tentatively lump it in with pasta.
Wow.
Even more so than ravioli, because obviously ravioli has a pasta wrapping and millions of kinds of things inside. You can say, well, sure, it's wrapped in pasta, but isn't ravioli its own thing? Yeah, I would put it this way. If I had to categorize, if you gave me like bowls of like ravioli, various kinds of pasta, and gnocchi, I would probably lump the ravioli as a separate thing, even though it clearly is pasta stuffed with stuff, right? I would say, well, that's ravioli. And the gnocchi, I would put in between the two, but I would start nudging it towards the pasta. So I think it's borderline. I can see an argument for it going in there because it's not that different than pasta. There are kinds of pasta. What the hell am I thinking of? There are kinds of pasta that if you weren't that familiar with them, you would mistake them for gnocchi, sort of thicker. What am I thinking of? God, cavatelli? No, cavatelli? Oh, cavallini. You're going to cut all this out with me not being remember something I've eaten hundreds of times.
Well, cavatelli is, those are those shells that look like hot dog buns, right?
Yeah, cavatelli. So yeah, cavatelli is actually similar to gnocchi in consistency. Right.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say it's a pasta.
Yeah. And this is where it gets there is actually a real crossover here, because there's an argument to be made. I'm reading. I've got a couple articles up here about gnocchi. There's an article we made that cavatelli is a flour based gnocchi, at which point I'm like, but at that point, it's just pasta, right? Like, it's a shell. I always thought gnocchi meant that it was like a dumpling. Like, it was solid, that there wasn't anything in it, and that it was often made from potato rather than what you make.
But there's nothing in cavatelli either. Like, it's just a shape. Like, pasta's all the different shapes. But it's the consistency. Like, the fact that gnocchi and cavatelli feel of a piece because they are this thick, squishy thing.
The squishiness,
And the one doesn't have potato and one does. But cavatelli, I would put pretty firmly in pasta, even though it seems very unpasta like especially fresh pasta can be kind of like that too, but it's thinner.
It's true.
So that's why I feel like I would, if the cavatelli, I would 100% put in the pasta category. And then once you put the cavatelli in there, you're like, gnocchi, sure, go slide right in.
All right. That is not what I expected. I expect you to be like, no, silly person, gnocchi is gnocchi and pasta is pasta, and they're totally different. And you went the complete other way, and now you've got me questioning ravioli. Now I'm all turned around. Now
it's a separate category. Like, ravioli is made with pasta. That's the tricky bit. Like, it's not. It doesn't. The pasta doesn't mix with the stuff.
You're
it is a pasta.
You're right.
Case,
ravioli
but,
and tortellini are like lasagna in the sense that it's kind of a thing that has pasta in it. Not there are lasagna noodles, but like a lasagna with all the tomatoes and stuff. Like, that's not pasta anymore. That's a dish with pasta in it.
And the reason the raviolis and tortellini get in there is like, it's not like a layer cake. They are little individual things that have a shape, right? That you can put a bunch of them in a bowl, like so many different pasta shapes. It just so happens that these pasta shapes have stuff in them.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think ravioli is a separate category.
All right, I'm hungry now.